The dance of God. The dance of God. In the early church, one of the most powerful images used for the Trinity was that of a dance. The idea that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit live in an eternal, vibrant dance of rhythm and harmony, of giving and receiving, of grace and love and beauty. Here are a few examples of how artists have depicted this divine dance. In this dance of God, the Trinity are always in step. They're always focusing on each other. What is more, they want to share that dance with us. They want to teach us the steps and help us to hear the music. And so the Father reaches out in love, inviting us to the dance, to show us those moves of grace and wonder and laughter and peace. The Son connects with us in love, taking us by the hand to draw us into the dance, even if we are hurting or angry or grieving or broken or lost. Maybe especially if one of those words describes us. And the Spirit welcomes us, enfolding us in love as we are taught to dance with abandon and love and kindness and hope. And so as we join in that dance, we discover that the Trinity is not so much a doctrine as it is a relationship. A relationship within the Trinity between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and a relationship with us. In this idea of the dance, all of creation can be seen as an extension of this dance. Atoms, light, gravity, motion, suns, planets, galaxies, spring, summer, winter, autumn, plants, animals, humans, science, government, agriculture, art. Every facet has a role to play in this dance. We heard the account in Genesis of God's creation of the world and of the universe. The Spirit hovers over the formless void and creates that as it were a stage for the dance. God creates light which illumines that stage, and the dance begins. Trees and plants sway together in harmony. Fish swim and birds fly. They rise and fall in time with the music. Animals prance and dance. And then there's a drum roll as the high point arrives and the creation of humans occurs. They have been made to join with the creating Trinity of this dance and to work with this triune God in keeping the rest of creation in step in this dance. But hardly has the dance begun than things began to go awry. Adam and Eve fall out of step. They decide that they're going to dance to their own tune. And that becomes very much the pattern of everybody else. And so we humans have really destroyed that dance. We have ignored the rhythm. We have stood on other people's toes. Maybe we have rejected entirely the invitation to be part of this divine dance. But God doesn't give up. And so through people like Noah and Abraham and the people of Israel, God begins again. Through them, he gives instructions for the steps. Through Moses, he gives his commandments and his directions for this dance. He seeks to guide people through prophets and priests, through teachers and leaders. But sadly, humans, by and large, refuse to get in step. They want to dance to their own rhythm, to their own tune. And so the dancing trinity decide to send one of their own number to show the world firsthand how this dance should be done. And so Jesus comes to the earth. Maybe best described in the words of that song. I danced in the morning when the world was begun. I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. I danced for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they wouldn't follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John. They came with me, and the dance went on. I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and thought I'd gone, but I'm the dance and I still go on. They cut me down, but I leapt up high. I am the life that will never, ever die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. And so Jesus came to earth to teach us the steps, to show us the way. And he calls together a small group to teach them to follow the steps of this dance. They begin to learn some of those steps, but they also get it wrong very often. And Jesus says to them, you need to change. You need a radical change. That dance must come from within your heart, and your hearts are not right with God. I want to help you to get your hearts right, even if it's the last thing that I do. And indeed it is the very last thing that Jesus does. Jesus lays down his life so that we might experience the dance of life. He follows obediently the steps of the dance, even though they take him to the cross, and even though he finally has to dance the very dance of death. But that dance of death opens the way for the dance of life to us. Before he dies, Jesus says to his students, my work here is now done. But don't be worried, don't be upset. I will send my Spirit. He will not just show you the steps as I have done. He will come to live right inside you, to guide you from within, to direct your steps. He will convict you when you go astray. He will nudge you back into line. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will be my witnesses. You will be my models for the dance. And so the Dancing Trinity send another of their number to come and live right inside us, within us, these dance students of Jesus. He comes to write the steps of the dance on our very hearts. He enables us to join with him and with the Father and the Son in the divine dance. The Father who created us and revealed to us this dance. Jesus, who came to us as a human being to show us firsthand the steps of this dance, and the Spirit, who came to direct us from within to join in the dance. I'm also reminded of an explanation that someone has given for the word guidance. This explanation suggests that the G stands for God, and then there is you and I, and then the word dance. So guidance then can be taken to mean God, you and I dance. And indeed, God can lead us and show us the steps to take, to guide us through life, as long as we are willing to allow him to lead in that dance, and we are willing to follow. There's one last thing to say about this dance of God, and that is that we should be inviting others to join us in this dance. God has drawn us into the dance so that we in turn can draw in others also. In the Great Commission, Jesus says in effect, go and make dancing disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all the steps that I have taught you. And remember that I am with you always as you do that, to the very end of the age. There may be those people who say in effect, I don't know the steps, I could never manage. To them we say, you don't have to know all the steps, come and join us, and we will learn together along the way. There are others who may think I'm unworthy to join this dance. I feel like Cinderella in her grimy clothes. To such people we say, you'll be given new clothes for the ball. No one should feel unworthy or excluded. Just think about those whom Jesus met and invited into the dance. Smelly fishermen, prostitutes, leprosy sufferers, tax collectors like Zacchaeus up in the tree. No one is excluded. And to those who, like the wallflowers at dances of old, who feel unattractive and unloved, to them we say, you too are invited. You are loved by the God of the dance. He doesn't want you to be left out. And so he holds out a nail-pierced hand and invites you onto the dance floor. Jesus says to you and me, may I have this dance? I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever and whoever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. Let's sing that song together. Maybe you'd like to stand. Maybe you'd even like to move a bit as we sing.